Good morning, the Hawk.
Boy, I tell you, you better picked up this dang phone.
Who's this?
It's Bill Engvall.
Oh, my gosh, Mr. Blue Collar with the jokes that make you holla, tickling the funny bone, and I got him on the phone. Oh, the punchlines that are always on time. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your sign, Bill Engvall!
Hey, were you up all night working on that?
No, just kind of came to me when I realized it was you.
After that intro, I can't follow that.
Mr. Bill Engvall, what a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for calling. We're so excited you're coming to our neck of the woods.
So I heard you having a little bit of inclement weather.
Yes, we've got snow and we've got the flu.
Oh, not a good mix.
It's not a good mix, my friend, but hopefully a little comedy will cure what ails us.
Yeah, well, see, people under that misunderstanding, it doesn't. I'm not going to lie to you. The flu sucks. It's going to get bad. It's going to get worse, and then it'll get better.
Well,
I will tell you this. I just got over a cold.
Mm.
I'd rather have the flu. The flu hits you hard, and then it goes. A cold says, we're going to set up residence here for just a little while. He said, well, you'll think we're leaving, but then we'll come back the next day, and you'll feel like crud again, and then we'll start off. The flu at least hits you hard, hits you down, you get back up.
Yeah, I'd rather just not have any of it, personally. I just walk around in a little plastic bubble here at work because
it's
spread.
Well, you know what's scary, and it ought to scare the hell out of you, is that you now know that, you know, you're not going to be one of those people that survives a viral outbreak.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I actually had that thought the other day when I had the cold. I go, well, I'm not going to be one of those normal people in The Walking Dead. I will be the zombie. It would be like, you know, those people that go, well, I don't know. We just never got sick. Well, shut up. I did, and I'm dead now, and I'm going to eat your throat.
Oh, Bill, let me tell you something, man. Last time you were here, you were in Pocatello. We had you out at the fair.
Right. That's where I got my horse trailer.
There you go. And now you're coming back, going to be at the Shoshone Bannock Casino Hotel, which, by the way, just underwent some fantastic renovations. You're going to be very impressed. What a wonderful facility. It's going to be two shows on one night, February 17th. Tickets are on sale at showbandgaming.com. And if you missed him at the fair, don't miss him at the Shoshone Bannock Casino Hotel in Fort Hall on Sunday, February 17th. Now, Bill, things have changed since you first hit the scene. Now you're doing podcasts? I mean, what is happening?
Well. Don't get your panties in a wad. I started to do a podcast and then realized that everybody and their dog has one, so I've stopped doing it. And I really had fun doing them. But, you know, it's like it's full time. I don't think people understand that.
Yeah.
Like being a radio jock and doing this, it's not like you just go, I'm going to go in for a couple hours, do my funny stuff. I mean, you have to prepare for it. And I just got so busy on the other sides of my career, thank God, that I just had to put it on hold. I may go back to it at some point, but
yeah.
I'm gonna let the pond clear out a little bit because right now, I mean, it's stupid how many podcasts are out there.
Yeah, it's kind of like '84 when everybody was riding three wheelers in the dunes.
Yeah, exactly. But or not even worse, wearing Garth Brooks shirts.
Our
Brooks and Dunn shirts. It all came and went.
Hold on, I'm wearing a brush popper right now with flames on it. Is that a problem?
Yeah, unless you're selling used cars, yes, it's a problem.
Now, Bill, let's go back to the real beginning, man. Were you a funny kid? I mean, did you have the jokes when you were a kid, and were you the class clown when you were growing up?
Well, I wouldn't say I was a class clown because I was afraid I'd get caught, but I was definitely the instigator. I would talk other. So, but yeah, because we moved a lot, you know, and I'm not a jock, you know, I'm not going to be on the varsity football team and all that. So to be to make friends, you became the funny guy, but I had no idea you could make a living at it. I thought it was just a way to get some friends.
There you go.
But it's been the best thing the old good Lord's ever sent me on, and I still love doing it, and I look forward to getting on stage in front of people and watching them laugh and sending them home feeling a little better than they did when they got there.
So the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, that had to have kind of changed your life.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, I was getting a name, but Blue Collar put it over the top. I mean, that was where we became household words. I mean, Jeff had already, you know, when that thing first started, it was basically Jeff Foxworthy and three opening acts. But, you know, then we kind of all got even with the names, and it was just crazy. I mean, if you can imagine being on the road with three of your buddies and selling out arenas and people throwing stupid money at you, and you go, man, this is pretty cool.
I can't imagine that. Thank you very much. I just,
yeah.
Have you done your taxes? I just did my taxes. Have you done your taxes yet?
Yeah. You don't even want to know the thoughts that were going through my head.
You know what? My wife's a little OCD, and we broke down our entire year of expenditures. I printed it out. I probably shouldn't have given it to her. She came to the realization that I went to Walmart 100 times last year.
And the problem with that is what?
I don't see any problem. I should get a gold card, shouldn't I, for Walmart?
There ought to be some kind of recognition. That's for dang sure, man. Yeah. That's a... let me ask this. Did she have a significant amount of purchases somewhere?
Yes, she did.
Where would that be?
We got a coffee place called Dutch Bros out here, and she spent $500 at Dutch Bros last year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You better watch out. If she tries to rehab off a coffee, you may lose. She may go crazy on you.
Yeah, that's true, man. And I live with crazy, man. I'm surrounded. I'm outnumbered. My wife, I got two little girls.
How old are the girls?
2 and 4.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Them two girls are going to grow up, and they're going to make your hair turn white. Boys are so much easier. Because
yes.
You can tell, you can just tell a boy what life is.
Yeah.
Girls, you got to, not only do you got to worry about them, but you got to worry about everybody else's boy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, I don't know. If I was you, I'd just start drinking now.
There you go. Yeah. Now my wife knows why I spend so much time at Walmart. I'm buying extra ammo.
I'm going to tell you what I would do. And I give this advice to a lot of people, especially living where you live. Take them girls out. Get them fishing. Get them doing whatever. Shooting guns, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them just sit on. And that's the advice I give for anybody. Don't let them just sit on a damn iPad. That just drives me crazy when I see that.
Yep.
It's
yep.
Like learn, you know, take, you know, we had rules that, you know, like cell phones. You know what? It was like. We'd get the bill, and you can see when they call, and if there's anything after 9 o'clock, okay, give me that cell phone.
There you go. Lock it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Some great advice, my friend. We are so excited. Again, Bill Engvall, ladies and gentlemen, two shows, Sunday, February 17th, Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall. Tickets on sale now. Do not miss your chance to see Bill Engvall. A pleasure talking to you. Thank you for making me laugh this morning.
All right, big boy. You take care of yourself. Good luck with them girls.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Bye.